Good morning. It's April 21st. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Day and Night. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Genesis 1, 3 through 5. Throughout man's history, light has been associated with good and dark with bad. Yet it is clear that God created them both, although he made them such that one would be separated from the other. Daytime allows us to see the light of the sun. That means we can avoid missteps, avoid all those things like predators that might hurt or kill us. The dawn, when the light takes over from the dark, has been throughout the record of human thought, whether in writing, song, or personal experience, the time when one's heart lifts and hope floods in. Jesus Christ said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." John 8:12. One of my favorite hymns opens with these words, "When morning gilds the skies, my heart awakened cries, let Jesus Christ be praised." Darkness, on the other hand, has always been associated with bad. In the dark, we can easily fall and hurt ourselves, and we become easy prey for predators, whether animal or man. Darkness has been associated with evil from biblical times to today. In Isaiah, "Woe to those who deeply hide their plans from the Lord, and those whose deeds are done in darkness." Isaiah 29:15. The Apostle John tells us that this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. John 3:19. Specifically, Scripture tells us that the hypocrites are lost in the dark. If we say we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. 1 John 6:6. So, no question, darkness gets the bad rap. Then why did God create the light and the dark? Is it like beauty and ugliness? If there were not one, the other could not exist? Or is there more to it than that? When things are going well, when we are bathed in the warm light of success, health, and happiness, we might praise the Lord for his blessings, or we might not. There's a tendency to forget that all good gifts come from above, James 1:17, when in fact we are being showered with those very gifts at the moment. Likewise, the night. In the dark, it is true, there is fear, there is danger, a time where evil can abound more freely than in the light of day. We have a tendency to beg God for his assistance and protection in the midnight of our challenges, but we don't often praise him. The darkness of night also gives us the brilliance of the stars and the indescribable beauty of the moon as it crosses the heavens. There will be day and night perpetually until our Lord returns, and there will be no more night. They will not need the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light. Revelation 22:5. While we wait and watch for that glorious day, we can praise the Lord even in the darkness of adversity. Who has not seen both a gorgeous sunrise and a gorgeous sunset? Both the coming of the light and the coming of the dark are times to praise him, because all times are times to praise him. If we as believers will learn to be content in all circumstances, as Paul tells us in Philippians, then we can praise the Lord even in the darkness of a pandemic. Charles Spurgeon says we must believe that the night is as useful as the day. He says, "The dews of grace fall heavily in the night of sorrow. The stars of promise shine forth gloriously amid the darkness of grief, morning by morning." Here in the United States, as we enter the third month of this worldwide scourge due to the coronavirus, recall that this was first written in April of 2020, each and every day you see more and more people coming to the realization that there are plenty of reasons to praise him, even in the dark. We are learning, by keeping our distance, how desperately we long to be close and touch, and what a blessing that is. We are learning to be innovative technologically in our gatherings from a distance. Many are learning the advantages of working from home with family at hand. Others are learning that family at hand constantly can be challenging indeed, but all are learning ways to adapt. We are learning to treasure the natural beauty of the outdoors and how critical it is going forward to protect our planet. We are learning that the world can act together in concert for the benefit of others despite our political boundaries. We are learning to value once again our own heroes who risk their lives to benefit others. The list of blessings that can come out of this present darkness is as long as the list of blessings that we have often ignored when the light of ease and success and health is shining upon us. The obvious conclusion, then, is that we should be thanking God for all our blessings, whether we are doing it on a bike ride in the sun or lying on the grass in the darkness, gazing up at a spring moon. Maybe God made the day and the night for a reason after all. I will extol thee at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Psalm 34:1-2. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord, and we thank you for the light of day and even the dark of night. Direct your spirit to lead us to contentment, even in the darkness of a pandemic, as we count the blessings that were formerly hidden. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.